You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Jorginho Wijnaldum to score and Newcastle to win is 6-1. Troy Deeney to score and Watford to win 6-1 as well. Those are the two headline offers here. I watched Newcastle's match against West Ham on Monday night, and Newcastle were woeful in that game, Lee. I'm convinced Papi Cissé was playing in his diving boots. There's never been a Premier League footballer with as heavy a first touch as him. Everything was just bouncing off him. But the 6-4 here at home to Watford, we wouldn't have seen anything like that price if this was the first game of the Premier League season.
No, true. Tricky one, this, isn't it? Because I think I listened back to our podcast last week, and I think Derek and I both were talking about Watford's inability to score goals. What we didn't also say is that, you know, they haven't been conceding many either, you know, so it's maybe a little bit unfair of us to kind of, you know, pick on that as a weakness without saying, well, actually, they're not that bad. They've only conceded 4 goals, they've only scored 3, you know, so, you know, it's, they're not a terrible team, you know, they're only, you know, you look at the teams above them in terms of defence: Tottenham, Arsenal, Man United and Man City. So, you know, they've been pretty tight, and I think they might just well go away here and look for a tight game and look to shut up shop. Hasn't worked for them so far particularly. We had, you know, the 2-2 draw at Everton, lost to Preston in the Cup and lost to Man City, but held them until half time and then were overrun in the end. Have Newcastle got enough to break down a stubborn Watford team? I don't think so. I'm going for the draw. And I'm going to go for under 2.5 goals here as well. So the draw and under 2.5. The draw's, you know, not a bad price on its own, 11-5, just a smidgen over 2-1. But the draw and under 2.5 is
14-5. It is,
yeah, 14-5. I think we'll see maybe a 0-0 or a 1-1.
Okay, Derek. These prices here suggest that Watford are a better side than Newcastle.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I know Newcastle are favourites, but only marginally, and Watford are away from home. So, yeah, it does imply that. And anybody who watched the match on Monday would agree. That's the thing, though, you know. It's cost me a lot of money over the past few years, over my life, in fact, that you take too much notice of the previous game. And, you know, you see a team and you think, God, they are awful. Mm. And you oppose them at all costs a few days later, and then it turns out they're nowhere near as bad. Snag is, Newcastle are that bad, because I've seen them a few times this season. And other than that Man United game, which, you know, the 0-0 game, which has been devalued a little because of Man United's travail since, I just can't see them score and goal. On Monday, they were so bad. They didn't really try, did they, on Monday? It was a shocking Premier League performance by Newcastle, and I can't really back them at 6-4. Had I not seen that game, I'd have thought, yeah, 6-4 at home to Watford? You'd expect Watford to be 3-1 here, wouldn't you, at least? And yet they're only 19-10. It's a real tough one to call this. It wouldn't surprise me if this was another 0-0 game. But what I'll do instead is play under 1.5 goals, which is bigger than 2-1. I mentioned the 2-1 game I mentioned earlier, 21-10 under 1.5 goals. I like the look of that one.
And if you did watch that match, Derek, on Monday, their biggest goal threat was Daryl Yanmat.
Yeah,
he's 33-1 to score first, 33 last, and 15-2 to score any time.
Yeah, you wouldn't put anybody off that.
Yeah, we talked about early last season. Do you remember?
Yeah,
I think he delivered once for us, didn't he? Which was enough. Those sort of prices. Yeah.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.